The Cubs looking for their fourth win in five games, taking on the Marlins. Chris Bryant signing some autographs before the game. We pick up the action in the second. Jake Arrieta trying to help his own cause with the bases loaded, facing Jeff Locke.
The pitch is on the way. Arrieta swings, ground ball into the hole at short. Riddle up with it, goes to second. Not in time there. Run scores. 1-0 Cubs, and the bases are still loaded.
Anthony Rizzo's just worked a walk, sending Arrieta to second with two outs, getting Chris Bryant to the plate. On 3-1, Bryant hits one a long way, deep left center, up above the State Farm sign. It's a three-run homer just beneath the Budweiser bowtie bar, and the Cubs have broken it open. It's a 5-1 game now in the top of the fourth.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and here's a high fly ball. This is deep to left center, and it's about to either land in the Clevelander or bang off the wall next to it. And that's a home run for Addison Russell, his seventh of the year, his third straight hit, and it's 6-1 Cubs on their second long ball of the game. Two balls and two strikes to Wilson Contreras, a Cub catcher. Here it comes, and a swing off the fist. High fly ball deep left. Ozuna back, climbing the wall, reaching up. Ozuna cannot get to it. It's into the Cub bullpen, and a home run. Wilson Contreras has hit his seventh, an 8-1 lead for the Cubs. Tozawa couldn't get out of the inning.
Definitely not me. There's a ground ball, first base side. Fair under the dive of Bohr into right field. That's going to score at least one run, and it won't be a triple, but it'll be an RBI double for Addison Russell, his fourth hit in the ball game. Scoring from second base, Rizzo, and it's a 9-1 Cubs lead.
The Cubs win for the fourth time in five games as they hammer the Marlins 11-1. Ian Happ and Addison Russell each with four hits and two RBIs. Before the game, the Cubs optioned Kyle Schwarber to AAA and also placed Jason Hayward on the 10-day DL with a left hand injury. The Marlins crushed by the Cubs. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after.
Well, the first was pretty good. After that, it seemed like the day kind of went the same all day or the night. You know, the area, the ball in the hole, it's a spot you can't get through, but can't get an out. And then the next ball's not hit hard enough to get to. And it seemed like even, Worley's inning, he's given up different hits. So, I mean, obviously they hit the ball good, but it seemed like that kind of night all night. Jeff didn't look very sharp at all. Didn't look like his stuff was that good tonight. Pitched behind the count, and then he's another guy that just can't. You know, he's going to have to be able to get ahead in the count, be able to use his mix. But if he gets himself in predictable counts, then he's going to get hit. Well, that's the spot, obviously, that, even at that, we can't stop it after that. And then that's, they keep going. Definitely, O's homer gets us at 2-1 right back. So it kind of, you feel like, okay, we got a game here. And then, we have a chance to get out of the inning. He walks Rizzo, which is kind of understandable from the standpoint. I think he's hit five homers off of him. Just looked like a changeup he left out over. At that point, we didn't seem to be able to stop him the rest of the day.
Up next, the series against the Cubs continues on Friday with Jose Urena on the hill.